I'm Mark Simmet on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, we are the Willows.
Love us, you.
That's We Are the Willows, live on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. Thanks for stopping by. You're on tour right now. We really appreciate you making, I don't know how much out of your way it was, but...
No, this is on our way back. This is perfectly convenient, and we're really, really glad to be here.
You're heading back to the Twin Cities, right?
Yep. We'll be home for a bit and then hitting the road again in August.
Yeah, the band is based in Minneapolis, by the way. And so you'll be back on the road, and we do want to mention a couple of times, you do have a couple of Iowa dates coming up in August. You'll be at the Mill in Iowa City on August 16th, and also Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines on August 19th, and Omaha, Kansas City, La Crosse, and I'm sure more after that, right? So,
on and ever onward, as they say.
How is the tour going?
It's been good and bad. We've had a bunch of vehicle problems. Yeah, which is just can be really, really frustrating and sort of take the wind out of your sails, and like figuratively and literally, I guess. We're just kind of plowing through it and doing what we can to keep moving forward.
Okay, and I should mention we're talking to Peter Miller, frontman, songwriter, guitarist for We Are the Willows, and we're going to be talking more about the new album, Picture, Portrait, and more, but we're here for the music, so here's some more from We Are the Willows.
Sleeping on the ground.
We are the Willows on Studio One. We're talking to Peter Miller, frontman of the band. We just heard a song called Dear Ms. Bransner from the new album Picture Portrait. And, you know, this the record's been out now for a bit, but such an interesting project. Do you ever get tired of telling the story of how you wrote this album?
No, I never get tired of talking about myself and what I do.
Great. So tell us the story of this album.
Yeah, so, well, I lived with my grandparents in college, and they were great roommates. it helps to have roommates that are 50 years older than you or more. But, I mean, my whole time through college, my grandma would talk about these letters that my grandpa wrote to her while he was stationed in the Southwest Pacific during World War II. And she would talk about them in like a pretty dismissive way, like that they were, you know, boring and that I would never really want to read them and whatever. You know, that's how she would qualify them. And then at one point she asked me if there's like anything I wanted of theirs. And, you know, like after they had passed away, and I was like, oh, well, if you're asking, like I would love to have those letters. And when I graduated from college, she gave them to me. And yeah, and at that time, you know, I started touring shortly thereafter as We Are the Willows, and it was kind of my solo project. And I toured on my own, and I kind of lived in my van and spent a lot of time reading through the letters, and largely as a means to, like, understand who my grandpa was at that time and just sort of get a glimpse at that. And, yeah, and I guess from there the song has kind of started coming together and just sort of happened.
And I suppose it really helped that these are really good letters. I mean, he was an eloquent letter writer.
Yeah.
Kind of did a lot of the work for you, right? In writing the songs.
He certainly did, yeah. Justin was joking with me the other day that I owe him some royalties. That could very well be true.
Someday.
Yeah.
Pay him back someday. So, yes, a very interesting project. The album is called Picture Portrait, and you can get this album, by the way. What's the best place to send folks?
Well, for physical copies, we have an online store on our website, wearethewillows.com, and then it's available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all the major, you know, distributors online.
Let's hear more from We Are the Willows.
Baby. got garden coffee grounds and a mind to write every other day. And this war is over, which one on that paper page? It's light under the listeners for the holy, holiest in their tabernacle bliss. I am Lazarus to your each and every kiss. John the Baptist to your dove descending lips. 10,000 fed to your shoulder resting.
Back in the old days, I had my own way of loving you, and it was turpentine to an open wound that I raised for you in November, and now it's June.
We are the Willows on Studio One with more songs from the new project, Picture Portrait, which came out originally in late 2014 as part one, and now there's a part two, which is available as a double LP on the website, wearethewillows.com, and also you can get it digitally in various places. So is this going to be like an ongoing thing, Peter? You're going to keep writing more songs? There's 350 letters, we should mention. So
I don't suspect there will be a part three. But okay. Yeah, I did my best to synthesize those in these two albums. And yeah.
But so, your grandfather could still be an inspiration for songwriting, I would
oh, think. Certainly. I mean, I find that family narrative is one of the most inspiring things to me. Because it's, you know, it's familiar. But at the same time, these are people that, like, you kind of are just dropped into the world around these people and, you know, like, you learn from their life, from their experiences. And I don't know. It's just been like a sort of part of reading these letters was to learn more about him, but also to learn more about myself and, you know, see how I compare to him or how I'm different than him. And he's a person that I really, really respected my whole life. And so, yeah, that was an important kind of investigation. Yeah.
And you mentioned that We Are the Willows originally started out as you living in a van down by the river, maybe, or no?
Yeah, from time to time, usually in Walmart parking lots. But, yeah, anyways, yeah.
So, you know, I guess I'm looking for a kind of a history of We Are the Willows.
Sure.
Picture Portrait is actually the second full-length album.
That's correct.
So you had the letters before and you waited on that?
Yeah, it was just a long process, and it wasn't totally clear to me that I wanted to write a record based on the letters. And, you know, those ideas kind of came about over a long period of time. But, yeah, so I released a record that was kind of a solo project in 2009. And then over time just really realized that, like, the songs I was writing needed more. And so in, you know, 2011, I started experimenting with different bands, you know, different manifestations of a band. And it kind of came down to the component parts that we have now and the people that are in this group. And we've all been playing together for the last 4 years, which feels pretty amazing. Like, and it truly doesn't, you know, it started out as a solo project, but it very thoroughly feels like a band now.
And we should mention again, We Are the Willows, live here in Studio One from Minneapolis. Let's have some more.
Okay.
Thank you. Brown time as a minded to go it down so far away.
have reserved a place for you wherever you go, whatever you do. What if I am afraid to die? Will you hold my hand and take me to the promised land?
That's We Are the Willows, live in our Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio at Studio One. And we're going to hear one more in just a moment from We Are the Willows. Our thanks to our technical producer, Phil Moss. Thanks to Tony Daner and Chris Fenton. I'm Mark Simmet. And again, coming up in August, a couple of live dates for We Are the Willows. You can catch them at the Mill in Iowa City on August 16th and Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines on August 19th. You can find that complete tour schedule and a lot more at wearethewillows.com, including a link to get the double LP version of Picture Portrait, parts one and two. And we're going to hear a song from Picture Portrait to close out this set from We Are the Willows. Peter Miller, thanks very much. Thanks to the entire band for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It's been really fun.
Our pleasure. And one more from We Are the Willows.
of my head.